LangFuse is an open-source LLM observability platform that in V3.17.3.0 on May 8, 2026, supports self-hosted tracing, cost tracking, and OTLP ingestion for agent systems. 1.6.7. For a production setup, the cleanest pattern is a six-container stack: Web, Worker, Postgres, ClickHouse, Rydiz, and Minio. Plus trace export from the coding agents you already run. One, the common pitch for LangFuse is open source alternative to LangSmith. That undersells it. The real reason to deploy LangFuse is that production agent teams rarely stay inside one runtime. Claude Code emits one shape of telemetry, Codex has another configuration surface, and OpenCode is extensible through plugins. LangFuse matters when you need one backend that can accept those streams, map them onto prompt and tool semantics, and keep cost, session, and trace views in the same place. 2.5.7.8, Keyfax Alt. Flowchart showing Claude Code, Codex, and OpenCode emitting OTLP traces to a six-container self-hosted LangFuse stack, Web, Worker, Postgres, ClickHouse, Rydiz, and Minio, providing unified cost, session, and trace views across mixed agent runtimes. 1. LangFuse recommends Docker Compose only for low-scale or local use, and recommends Kubernetes or Terraform on AWS, Azure, or GCP for production and high availability. 1.2 LangFuse's tracing model is built around prompts, model responses, latency, tool executions, retrieval steps, and metadata rather than generic APM spans. 2.3. LangFuse accepts OTLP traces directly at /API/public/odl, supports HTTP JSON and HTTP protobuf, and uses standard OTEL attributes for user, session, tags, and model data. 7.4. Ingested usage and cost data take priority over inferred pricing, which matters for billing and for models where token inference is incomplete. 3.5 Claude Code ships first-party OpenTelemetry support. Codex exposes opt-in OpenTelemetry export in config, TOML. And OpenCode exposes plugin hooks that let you forward session and tool events into your own telemetry pipeline. 9.10.11.12.13. 6. The strongest LangFuse comparison, Edge is full self-hosting plus OTEL native ingestion, not merely having a nicer trace UI than the next vendor. 1.2.7. Self-host the six-container stack first, then harden it the right LangFuse production setup, starts with getting the infrastructure shape correct. LangFuse's own self-hosting guide splits the world into low-scale Docker Compose and production-grade Kubernetes or Terraform deployments, and it explicitly says production and high-availability teams should not stretch the local pattern forever. 1. A production LangFuse deployment for a mixed coding agent stack runs six containers. LangFuse Web, LangFuse Worker, LangFuse Postgres, LangFuse ClickHouse, LangFuse Rydiz, and LangFuse Minio. That is not arbitrary plumbing. It mirrors LangFuse's documented architecture. Application containers on top of OLTP storage in Postgres, analytical storage in ClickHouse, Qcache behavior in Rydiz, and S3 compatible object storage for uploaded events and media. 1. Here is the trimmed six-container Compose shape. 2. Details from the official docs and the live stack are easy to miss. First, LangFuse warns that ClickHouse and Postgres must run in UTC or query results can go wrong or come back empty. 1. If your dashboards start looking haunted, this is one of the first settings to check. 2. A single-node ClickHouse deployment usually needs CLICKHOUSE cluster enabled equals false because it cannot run replicated cluster defaults cleanly without ZooKeeper. That is the kind of practical wrinkle you only notice once you move from a marketing diagram to a stack that must actually boot. A simple smoke test after Docker Compose up D is enough to catch the obvious failures. Curl SF expected output, HTTP 200 with LangFuse's health payload, which proves the web container is up and the dependency chain is at least coherent. If you stop there, though, you only have infrastructure. Production starts when traces arrive with stable identity and cost metadata. Export OTLP from Claude Code, Codex, and OpenCode with the right expectations, the production pattern is straightforward. Send OTLP to LangFuse, authenticate cleanly, and preserve metadata across every child span. LangFuse's native OpenTelemetry docs describe the OTLP endpoint, basic auth based on public key, secret key, and the attribute mapping for trace-level fields like userid, sessionid, and tags. 7. The same docs also clarify the reviewer blocking point from the first draft. Xlangfuse ingestion version. 4 is for real-time fast preview behavior, not a universal requirement for all ingestion. 7 Claude Code is the easiest of the three because Anthropic documents first-party telemetry. Claude Code supports OpenTelemetry for logs, metrics, and traces. The Agent SDK docs add trace spans for interactions, model requests, tool calls, and hooks when tracing is enabled. 9.10, a minimal Claude Code environment looks like this. That configuration is doing more than turning on pretty charts. It means Claude Code can export Claude Code interaction, Claude Code, LLM request, and tool spans with the same session and user identity that Langfuse later uses for filtering and grouping. 9.10, Codex is more configuration driven. OpenAI's Codex docs say Codex uses OpenTelemetry, keeps OTL export opt-in, and exposes exporters like OTLP HTTP and OTLP gRPC via slash, Codex slash config, TOML. The privacy model is similar to Claude Code in spirit. Prompt logging is not on by default, which is the right default for enterprise coding agents. 11.12, a minimal Codex setup looks like this. The important operational point is not the exact file syntax. It is that Codex has a real OTEL surface you can standardize, and OpenAI's advanced configuration docs say the event metadata includes service name, CLI version, conversation ID, model, sandbox settings, and approval settings. 11, that is enough to make Langfuse useful for debugging why one coding session costs twice as much as another. OpenCode is the least turnkey in the sources here. Its official docs are strong on plugins and event hooks rather than on a first-party Langfuse recipe. 13, that does not make it a dead end. It just changes where you instrument. The OpenCode plugin system exposes session, tool, shell, and message hooks, and it includes structured application logging through client app log. A practical OpenCode pattern is to forward those hooks into your own exporter or sidecar. This is where the contrarian angle becomes concrete. Langfuse does not require every agent product to ship a bespoke Langfuse integration. It requires that your telemetry eventually lands in OTLP-compatible form with stable metadata, so the backend can do something useful with it. 5.7.8, for Claude Code, that path is first party. For Codex, it is config-driven. For OpenCode, it is currently extension-driven. If you want the protocol background for why this style of instrumentation ages well, the right supporting reading is course slash MCP from first principles to production, 03 tools resources prompts, and course slash MCP from first principles to production, 05 gateways audit logs. Both make the same larger point. Standard contracts beat product-specific glue. Make cost dashboards and agent graphs trustworthy before you rely on them. Langfuse's UI is not the reason to adopt it, but the UI is where the operational payback shows up. The observability overview docs describe traces, sessions, nested observations, prompt and response capture, tool executions, timing, and user tracking. 2. The research synthesis also notes agent graphs, timelines, dashboards, and multimodal support, which is the right feature set for coding agent teams that need to answer questions like, which tool step made this session slow? Or, which customer hit the expensive path? The cost side is where teams get lazy and then regret it. Langfuse's token and cost docs are explicit. Ingested usage and cost data win over inferred values. 3, that is a big deal. Inferred pricing is useful for rough visibility. It is not what you want driving alerts, billing, or rate limits when the upstream provider already returns usage details. The cost model is more nuanced than a single total token counter. Langfuse groups usage by input and output types, supports custom usage keys, maps common OpenAI schema fields automatically, and lets you define custom model definitions when the default price cards do not match your routing logic. 3. That means one dashboard can handle direct OpenAI calls, Anthropic wrappers, and custom aliases without turning into a spreadsheet operation. The practical advice is simple. Ingest provider reported usage details and cost details whenever you can. 3. Use model inference only as a fallback, not as the billing truth source. 3. Propagate userid, sessionid, and tags across every span, not just the root, or your dashboards will be useless when you need to filter by customer or rollout. 7. Treat agent graphs and sessions as debugging tools first and executive dashboards second. 2. That last point matters. Too many teams buy observability tools for the board deck, and only later realize the real value is opening one broken trace and seeing the exact prompt, tool chain, and timing breakdown that produced the failure. Pick Langfuse over LangSmith, Helicone, or Arize only when the trade-off is real. The ticket asked for the comparison table, and it belongs here because the alternatives are not interchangeable. Feature Langfuse LangSmith Helicone Arize open source posture, yes, no partial Phoenix OSS, alongside enterprise platform self-hosting, full self-hosting, no full self-hosted path, in the sources here proxy-style deployment focus partial. With Phoenix OSS Angle OTEL, native ingestion, yes, not documented as the core story in these sources, gateway-first framing, yes, via OTEL, and open standard tracing best fit mixed agent stacks, self-hosting. Prompt cost tracing LangChain heavy teams, gateway-centric traffic control enterprise ML, and eval heavy orgs cost model emphasis, ingested plus inferred LLM cost, tracking tracing and orchestration around LangChain ecosystem, gateway analytics and provider routing evals, monitoring, enterprise AI platform, that table is enough to make the non-obvious choice clear. LangFuse wins when you need three things at once: self-hosting, OTEL native ingestion, and a data model that understands prompts and tool calls instead of just HTTP spans. 1237 LangSmith is the narrower fit for teams already deep in the LangChain stack. Helicone is strongest when the gateway is the product. Arize is broader and heavier, especially if your center of gravity is model evaluation and enterprise monitoring rather than coding agent tracing. 5. The wrong move is to adopt LangFuse because it is open source and then keep your old observability stack anyway. The right move is to ask a harder question. What gap is still open after the stack you already have? If the answer is cross-framework agent traces, prompt-level cost views, or self-hosted AI-specific telemetry, LangFuse earns its place. If the answer is nothing, do not add a second system just because the screenshots look good. Use LangFuse when it removes glue code, not when it adds another dashboard. This is the operational summary. LangFuse is best treated as the backend that normalizes telemetry across the agents you already run, not as a sidecar you add for cosmetic reasons. 2578. The production shape is a 6-container self-hosted stack or LangFuse cloud, plus disciplined OTLP export, metadata propagation, and ingested cost data. 137. If your environment is already homogeneous and your current platform gives you strong native tracing, LangFuse may be extra work. If your environment is mixed, and coding agent environments usually are, it is one of the cleaner ways to get from "we have logs somewhere" to "we can open a trace and see the whole agent story." That is the difference between observability as posture and observability as an operating tool. For the hands-on production patterns after this architecture decision, hook-based tracing, cost circuit breakers, deployment hygiene, and operational guardrails, start with core/production agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector. The most relevant chapter is core/production agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector 05 production deploy observability. And it pairs well with core/MCP from first principles to production 05 gateways audit logs, if your next problem is auditability rather than setup.